producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Rock on, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Snapshot of the drama that continues to be our political process. Donald Trump and his 9/11 comments, a lot of folks reacting to those comments, especially the Bushes, namely one, Jeb Bush, who I think has just a personal deal with Trump going along on the side. I said last week, can you imagine if those two were MMA fighters? What would that be like in a cage? I can't even stretch my imagination. I guarantee if we could all be a fly on the wall and listen to one conversation, at least for me, one of them would be Jeb Bush off the record talking about Donald Trump as he tries to step in and around what's being said when he knows that Donald Trump has the swagger of Blackbeard the pirate because he can, because he's getting the poll numbers and Jeb Bush is in the single digits. The latest poll from the NBC Wall Street Journal has Trump at 25%, so he's up 4 more points. The guy does not tank. Yet Jeb Bush, no matter what he says, doesn't resonate with at least those that are being called for the polls. Here's what Jeb had to say on one of the Sunday shows about health care in America.
Well, right now we have an employer mandate, an employee mandate. We have mandates of all sorts of services, and the costs are skyrocketing. You may have seen this week that the Obama administration announced that their projected growth of people getting onto the exchanges is dramatically reduced, and it's because of this. We have higher premiums, higher out-of-pocket costs. We need a total revamp of the system. I think we should have a dramatic increase in the number of people having health savings accounts. The basic coverage ought to be low-premium, catastrophic coverage, where along with health savings accounts, support from government for people of low income and support from businesses, we provide coverage. But do it in a way that shifts power outside of Washington, D.C. and unleashes the innovative spirit of this country that right now is being untapped because of the FDA and the complexity of Washington. We can fix this and we can lower cost, improve quality, and make sure that people have access to care.
All right, those are the magic words. Access to care, better quality, and affordability. Oh, Jeb, say it so. If only somebody could take us there. I just don't think you're the guy to do it, but bravo for trying to explain it so well. Jim Webb, Democratic presidential candidate, complained repeatedly at the first Democratic debate that he didn't get enough speaking time. He's going to consider running as an independent. That's what they announced on Monday. The former Virginia senator is going to hold a news conference on Tuesday afternoon at the National Press Club in D.C. to discuss his candidacy, the campaign, and his views of the political parties in this election cycle. What do you think he's going to say? He's at 2% or 1%. Really, he's mostly at 1% in any of the polls. So his complaints about speaking time did actually gain him some attention from Saturday Night Live, where he was spoofed by actor Alec Baldwin in a parody of the debate. I don't know. Didn't they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery? Then he should be flattered. Hillary Clinton was on the war path in Alabama, saying it's just not right what's happening with this whole voter ID thing in Alabama, and the great people who want to vote should be able to vote. Hillary Clinton is getting ready to testify at a Benghazi hearing that's been highly anticipated for months now, ever since it was scheduled. What will she say? Will there be any new light shed on what happened at Benghazi and what happened with the story afterwards. If you're a fan of the great game of baseball, I need to tell you this. In the National League Championship Series, the Mets now have beaten the Cubs. Oh, I'm sorry, Cub fans. But I know my New Yorkers are listening, too. And the Mets fans were rocking the house down at Citi Field. So they beat the Cubs twice, but now that series shifts back to Chicago. And in seven, anything can happen. Just ask the Royals. The Blue Jays got by the Royals in the American League Championship Series, Game 3, after being in the hole 0-2. So now they flip the equation around, get off the goose egg, with that 11-8 win. I like baseball. Baseball is a lot like politics. A marathon, not a sprint. And the people who try to sprint get caught in the in-between, just like baseball players, because 30%, translating into 300%, is the best you can do in baseball. So if you have no patience at the plate, you'll never make it. In politics, it's the same. Maybe some of these people that aren't polling very high may surprise us in the end and get closer to the nomination than we ever thought possible. But the one everybody's curious about is Donald Trump. Whether you don't like Donald Trump or you simply adore him, everybody knows his name. Everybody knows Donald Trump. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Had to put my headphones down.
You're on. It's your floor, brother.
Okay, I was telling Patrick, a friend of mine just came back from a trip, and he brought me 2 pounds of the most fantastic Arabica coffee, and it tastes like it smells. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Along with this special little tarragon butter chicken I have in right now. And I won't tell you all the rest of the goodies that are here, but... I shall survive. Tangerine for you, babe. I heard the yawn a while ago.
I know why. You know what happened to me is I had enough sleep. There was something that I had. What did I eat? A pepper. I had peppers and chicken, and the pepper got to me somehow. I like peppers. It was green pepper. Maybe I can't eat green pepper. I don't know.
Well, you are over 30.
Thank you.
I love you anyway, okay?
Spoiler alert!
Now, here we go. Okay, on the pilots, you know, if they know the words to the national anthem, are they going to be suspect? I mean, those
yeah,
are the words
they,
by the Osiris, but
yeah,
I mean, if they know the,
yeah.
They're going to get a pass then?
They should get a pass.
That's the first one. Now, This bull hockey they got with all this debate about what Hillary's going to do with the sneaky thingy up there in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a dog and pony show that the media is trying to pull on us, just like they did when they were talking about how Bill Clinton blew up under interrogation, blah, 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 and they're hyping that all up, and it's going to be a nothing burger. You wait and see.
We'll see. You know, sometimes she gets hot under the collar, though, Dan, and if she loses...
Nah, she done did that when she said, what difference does it make after all? You know, well, after our...
I know, that was bad.
She was responsible for it.
Yeah, know? That was
and
the
where,
worst.
Where was Obama for 7 hours, you know, was he out with his boyfriend?
You're brutal. Stay with us.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Have you seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IVStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking in your house. Hopefully you're kicking it. Listen, somebody said to me today, are you having a good day? And I said, yeah, I'm having a good day. And they said, oh, I'm pleased to hear it. And I said, why do you say that? Because every person I ask tells me they're not having a good day. The way I look at it is if you're above ground and you're breathing, it's a good day. It's a good day. Another day to do something like Dan and eat a fabulous meal, right? And complain about the politics that surround us and drive us crazy. I'll tell you one little quick thing I want to slip in here. Star Wars. Yeah. I guarantee that every person listening to my voice knows Star Wars. Meaning, even if you never even saw Star Wars, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But most likely you've seen at least a movie or two. Maybe the whole train, the catalog, everything to do with Star Wars. You're one of those people. Monday Night Football. Halfway through. Guess what happens? A little trailer for Star Wars and the fact that you can get advanced tickets. But so many people blew up the phone lines at AMC Theaters and Fandango and Alamo Draft House, which I really like, that there's nobody getting any tickets right now. But they're all going to get these early tickets because it comes out December 18th, which means I'll see you in the new year to review Star Wars. Because I think it's going to be really tough in the first couple of opening weeks to get tickets. And I don't know about the rest of you, but if I go to a movie theater, it's one thing to have to crawl over a few people. It's another thing to have to sit in the front row and look straight up. That neck strain that happens to you. Yeah. Dan mentioned I was over 30. I think once you hit 30, you're not doing that. You're not sitting right in front of the screen. Oh, especially if they do that whole 3D thing and surround sound, it'll just blow you out of the seat. It's brutal. You'll have a face like Jim Carrey's in The Mask if you do that. You don't want that, my friends. Trust me. Let's go out to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Can't be too bad. I ain't 6 feet under.
I really do think that's an interesting expression because it is, it's true. Hey, you got another book to read, another phone call to make, something else to share? Yeah, it's good. It's a good life.
I don't know, you know. To me, with all the crime and everything and all these shootings, you know, I told a friend of mine, I said, you want to know the best way to not get shot? Just tell them, go ahead, you'd be doing me a favor.
And see if they actually do it or not. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they think you're crazy. They won't shoot you.
Yeah, that's true. I got to get out of here. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, because, you know, that's the whole reason they're out there doing it is because they're going to end up shooting themselves and taking their own life. But, you know, I mean, nuts. Kate, you know, you were talking about this, I can't remember. You were talking earlier. I was listening to the whole show because it just takes me forever to download you. I sent you a new Grim tune. But you were talking about this, these treaties with the overseas about going green and
Oh, yeah. Well, because Paris is a month away, so the EPA supposedly, there's this great big hearing, and they're trying to keep it on the down low because they don't want to have to answer questions.
Well, they're trying to solve several of their leftist problems. It's more than just one scenario that this thing's going to solve.
Right.
But, you know, just as an example, and you know there's groups of people across this country that are fighting these digital meters that they're replacing with the old turn meters that called for the power company to send out
yes.
electric meter reader. And the
yes.
whole reason behind this is because now they can get everybody on time and they can take in the consumption rate of the whole country on time, and then they do the same thing that they do with crude oil. They can throw it on the futures market to where you're going to pay per kilowatt, just like you do per gallon, what it's going to cost you 50 years down the road.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Now, I'll make everybody in the state of Texas hate me because everybody's been taught that oil is not renewable. Now, I worked in the oil field long enough to tell you that's a joke. You know what they do after they pump a well dry of the crude oil out there in the Gulf?
What do?
They fill it with seawater.
Right, they fill the seawater so that they can go and find another one and do it all over again.
Well, they're trying not to create a sinkhole.
Right, right.
But what's the problem with them pumping garbage and sewage back down in that heat cavity and letting it do the same thing it originally did?
Exactly.
Isn't that renewing it?
Yeah, that's renewing it.
I said that years ago. But
that would work, too.
Because we got pipelines that pump it in.
Yeah.
All you got to do is reverse the pipelines.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's even beside the point. If you go and research it, you'll find out they're drilling below the state of dinosaurs. Now, you got two different types of crudes. You got one that's black, that's actually the dinosaurs, and then you got the other that's brown. They call that sweet or peak oil. And they've been trying to hush that up for years. You know, the mantle is below our crust, and it's in these fractures that is seeping all this methane and everything else, and it's
yeah.
filling these cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, so.
It's yeah, no, you're right. This is informative because we talked to someone a while ago about that, and they went down the same path you're going down and talked about sweet and peak oil, what that means. And really, people don't know. You're right, because that there is the lack of education for the public, and they don't want you to know.
Here's the problem. If crude dropped to 10 cents a barrel, you'd have a lot of people out of work.
Yes.
I mean, 10 cents a gallon. If gas, yeah. You know. And see, this is the problem. It's already being renewed. They got a well out there that they pumped dry, and they went back and found out, you know, oh, my God, you know, it's reproducing.
Yeah, so that's perfect. Yeah, let's use it.
Well,
exactly.
I mean, when they first started, it was producing about 9,000 barrels a day, and they got it down to about 1,500 barrels, and they capped it off. And this well was drilled back in the, I think the 40s. And they come back, you know, around the 80s when I started working out there, and sure enough, it was back up to 9,000 barrels.
Wow.
So where's it coming from?
Right, where is it coming from?
Yeah. Well, it's coming from the mantle, because, see, they're drilling below. You know, when you go 3 miles deep, you're well beyond the depth of the dinosaur age.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
And that was a problem with the BP, is they were deep well drilling into a fracture, what they call fractures, cracks in the earth.
Right.
Where the man, and I heard a geologist explain this and talk about this, and he actually got fired during the deep well because, you know, they said, you know, when they busted that bubble, they were seeing gas leaks from Florida to Brownsville, Texas from it.
Yeah, they don't want people to know that because they don't have to pay even more billions.
Yeah, well, hey, the problem is, you know, too much lies, not being honest with everybody. It's just, you know, money.
Boy, that's right. Money and power, baby. That rules. You are absolutely right, Grim. Unfortunately, it is so true. You know, they say when you chase money, it's like energy, and you never, ever get enough, no matter what. And some of the people who have the most are the ones who are the greediest and continue to chase that symbol.
Then they never find themselves.
And they never find themselves, exactly. Well done, Grim. A good conversation. Thank you. And by the way, Grim and everybody else, nobody won Nail the Score. Nobody won Nail the Score. But the Eagles won, and they tie in the NFC East with a 27-7 thrashing in an ugly game against the New York Giants. I'm jumping the fence. Jump with me.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are the inscription visible on the hero's memorial. Locked in cerebral manacles, we rattle our brains. Unhinged intellect, how do you embalm a phantom?
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome to this show somebody who fought so hard for human rights and saw so many atrocities. And I think you know his name. He's very, very well known for some of the wonderful things that he's done since that time. But he's the UN force commander for Rwanda. Romeo Dallaire joins us now. General, it is such a pleasure to have you on this show. And so many people have now talked about Rwanda and how come more wasn't done and how come more people didn't pay attention and what was the United States' role in what happened. And you wrote two best-selling books, Shake Hands with the Devil and They Fought Like Soldiers, They Die Like Children. And, you know, you're working on a book about post-traumatic stress disorder. For you, when you stepped, if we take you back there, when we stepped back to Rwanda, did you realize what you were going to encounter with your peacekeeping forces?
That's an absolutely outstanding question to ask. You sort of say, if I did, what kind of a nutball would want to go into something so horrific as that? There was in the UN at the time an explosion of peacekeeping missions. Remember, the Cold War ended not long before that, and we had the Gulf War, yes, but everybody was expecting. In fact, George Bush Sr. said that we were entering a new world order. Remember, people were talking about peace dividend and we don't need militaries anymore and the whole world's going to be nice and all that kind of stuff. Well, all of a sudden, all these civil wars and imploding nations and failing states started to appear, where they were trying to get rid of dictators and trying to bring democracy and all kinds of stuff like this and human rights and the like. And so at the UN headquarters, they went from, you know, four or five long-standing, reasonably cheesy Chapter 6 missions of observing conflicts that had been resolved for a long time but needed a referee to keep it going. We exploded into 15 to 16 missions in a matter of less than a year. And so Rwanda was a really small little project. They had been having problems in Cambodia. They had been problems in Japan by then, ex-Yugoslavia. And so they were hoping that this would be a success story so that they could re-encourage people to continue to support peacekeeping. And so I was to do it on the cheap. People thought that we'd be able to pull it off and that people really wanted peace. And what really suckered us in was the fact that that over-optimistic demand of the UN to try to get something positive on the books completely, well, ignored, I would even go as far as to say, the fact that there was strong extremism on the side of one of the ethnic groups, the ones in power, that they were not, in the end, ever going to reconcile with these other ethnic groups, and they did not want to share power. And then the whole thing went to hell.
And, you know, and obviously you saw, as I mentioned before, there's no great way to describe it, just so many bodies, so much atrocity, so much murder, just a horrific scene. But one thing that isn't talked about very much, there was actually hundreds of thousands of people, am I right, that were saved?
Well, the way it worked out was is that in fact, it's working out still today when you see Iraq and Syria and so on. The civilian population are now both the targets and the prize in civil wars. And so each side will try to maneuver as much as it can of the population for its own power base and negotiating base for the future. And so the extremists were moved just under 4 million people. And told them of the other ethnic group, the Tutsis, as they were doing it. So they slaughtered 800,000 as they moved 4 million and left about another close to a million injured or sick because of HIV/AIDS and so on along the way. So that massive movement happened. Where we were able to intervene was the fact that they wanted them all outside of the country in the periphery, like in the Congo and Tanzania, so that they would negotiate their return. They wanted a scorched earth for the rebels and by actually moving the population completely. Well, we were able to prevent 1.6 million from actually leaving the country by proving that we could protect them. But the real in-your-face protection happened around the capital, where we were able, you know, on five sites, to protect 32,000 who were in immediate danger of being slaughtered. In fact, one contingent withdrew before it got orders to do so from us, but its country told them to pull out. And about 4,000 was slaughtered in a matter of hours.
Wow. So then you come back from what happens in Rwanda, and eventually people are certainly seeking you out, wanting to know what happened. All of that is more is revealed. But you're dealing with the post-traumatic, you know, stress of it all. And now we talk about that term a lot more. But when you had the post-traumatic stress, it wasn't discussed as much. How difficult, obviously, was that for you to process all of what you'd seen?
Well, I had already, the war had ended on the 18th of July, and essentially the population was completely destabilized. I mean, there were bodies all over the place and so on, but the actual fighting had ended, so it was time for people to come back. And I, at that time, had completely burned myself out to the extent where I had asked to be relieved because I was becoming a liability to my mission. I just couldn't couldn't handle all these people coming back and complaining that the place was a mess. They were still finding bodies after we had ran out of food, water, medical supplies. We ran out of ammunition. So I sort of broke down and asked to be relieved, and then went back to Canada and was made deputy commander of the Canadian Army at a time of massive budget cuts. You guys were going through the same things in the States. General Sullivan was doing miracles there in the States with the U.S. Army. And at that time, the word was, you know, welcome back to the real world. There's lots of work to be done here. And with time and hard work, all this will disappear from your mind. That was the theory of the time, which in fact was exactly the contrary to trying to heal this wound, because post-traumatic stress disorder is what we call an operational stress injury. We even use it now with our first responders in Canada. And so it's an honorable injury between the 2 years that has both physical and psychological impact, of course. Physical meaning the brain, some of the circuitry gets shot to hell. But in this sort of process, I knew there was something wrong because of not sleeping and all of the horrors were coming back on. But didn't realize that this was an injury, and it took some pretty significant events that made me all of a sudden be quite conscious that I needed some real serious help. And the system at the time was not structured. We didn't have Vietnam like you had, where you had so many psychological casualties. Nobody knew exactly what to do with this, and so we were getting suicides by the barrelful. And so I went public as a general, still serving, that I was injured, that I felt there's a whole bunch of walking wounded amongst us, and because of these ethical and moral and legal dilemmas we face in these complex and ambiguous missions that are given to us, that if we don't do something, we're going to continue to see guys, mostly guys and some girls, yes, killing themselves, destroying their families, beating up their wives and kids, into drugs, booze, and God knows what else. And so by going public, it took nearly 3 years to bring that about. I went to the United States to White River Junction in Vermont, where you have a huge clinic there on PTSD, and the head of it is a Dr. Matthew Friedman, an extraordinary guy. His wife was a nurse in a MASH in Vietnam, and I said, listen, we got nothing, we need your help, and can you help us? And he said, we're going to help you because we don't want you to go through what we went through in Vietnam. And I said, what was that? He said, the Vietnam War by then had been over for 22 years. He said that there are over 58,000 names on that magnificent monument in Washington. But they had on their books at the time, those were only the ones registered, on their books over 102,000 suicides directly related to Vietnam. So what you guys are feeling now and what we're feeling with Iraq on suicide and so on, is still, it's not the tip of the iceberg, a reality that these wars keep killing. And these injuries, like operational stress injury, can be terminal. And so that's a dimension that we're still fighting very strong here to get people to realize.
We're speaking with former UN Force Commander for Rwanda, Romeo Dallaire, and we'll continue with this conversation in just a minute on America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaSig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
UN Force Commander for Rwanda, Romeo Dallaire. We're talking about some really important things. So many of you out there that have called us who have served in former wars and know what post-traumatic stress syndrome is like, we're talking about that. And General, one of the things that you talk about, and boy, we talk about a lot on the show, and I know there are lots of other people that try to peel back the cover on this or take those layers down, whatever is the great terminology to put it. But why is it that we see, and maybe I'm answering my own question, but it seems that governments certainly rank economic and political interest way above humanity, because we see that there are many other atrocities happening in the world and not enough people to move the mountains to help those folks. When you see that in other lands, how disturbing is that to you?
You live a constant frustration of knowing that a conflict went catastrophic, that was preventable, but was not in fact prevented. Because of self-interest, because it wasn't on somebody's radar screen, because there were no resources, and the only thing that was there were human beings. And as in Rwanda, I was told by one country, you know, we're not coming in to give you any resources because the only thing that's here are human beings, and there are too many anyways, it's overpopulated. So the human being is still in too many cases the lowest common denominator, and we become all excited when we see a sort of incident happen, like with the Syrian refugees. I just back from Jordan from my work with child soldiers in the refugee camps. And so you get this child, the picture of the child that drowned, and the media go absolutely, totally committed to it. And then all of a sudden we get the emotional, spontaneous responses from governments to a problem that 4 years ago, if we had intervened properly under responsibility to protect, we could have avoided this thing from happening in the first place. So I think that we are now at a time where we are more culpable of ineptness and lack of statesmanship and sense of humanity than we were in the early 90s when we were stumbling into this whole new realm of imploding nations and failing states and civil wars. And so the reason I hope people are more culpable is that we do have tools. That we finally have adjusted from our experiences in certain conflicts, plus the introduction of the concept of responsibility to protect, that says if a country is massively abusing the human rights of its people, we have a responsibility to go in and protect the people. Not do a regime change, not go away and blow away Gaddafi, but in fact protect these people and prevent them from, in fact, being martyred by the government and find other options for the government to play with. Well, we don't want to operationalize it. We don't want to take casualties. We don't want to get suckered into these problems. And so if the developed countries, and I hold very much the middle powers, the Germanys, the Canadas, the Japans, the ones who've got a lot of capability but are sitting on their hands waiting for you guys, the United States, to get set up, to be hauled into these things, and then be held accountable for if things don't go well enough. Until these people start reacting in a humanitarian fashion that does reflect a responsibility to protect, because in the end, there isn't a conflict in the world that's not going to affect us by home, by pandemics out of the refugee camps, by extremism and terrorism is going to come out of the rage of a lot of these people in these displaced camps and so on, by the not having the availability of the special resources like coltan, you know, the Congo as an example, and by influencing our diasporas back home, who are still locked in and get suckered into different things. And look at the recruitment that's going on even on the radicalization of our youth with ISIS. So we are myopic in our look at what conflict is overseas, because we're still looking at it with lenses of 50 years ago, where in fact anything that goes on overseas is only about 12 hours from a sophisticated bus ride in a plane.
Yeah, and to put it that way, boy, it really puts it into perspective. I'd be remiss not to, I know that you're passionate about this. You're a big advocate for ending the use of child soldiers. You just mentioned what we see that's happening with younger people as far as ISIS. But soldiers themselves, turning children into soldiers, and you've started an initiative for that that's very personal. Tell us about it.
What I did is In 2004, I had been medically released from the forces and had been working on war-affected children in the international development side of the house. I got a fellowship at Harvard at the Carr Center for Human Rights Policy at the Kennedy School and did a research paper on child soldiers because I wanted to prove that the slaughter of the 800,000 in Rwanda was done mostly by young people who had been suckered in by a political group that had shifted them from being a youth movement into a militia, and a vicious militia. And so since then, I've built a program. It's now at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia, where we're based out of, where we go in prevention of the recruitment of child soldiers. told you. We're not into rehabilitation, reintegration. That's picking up the pieces of those that do survive. Many of them don't. And so what we do is we're into countries, at the invitation of the countries. We go into their school system and with pedagogical tools like local comic books built by ex-child soldiers and so on. And we teach the kids not to get suckered in, and we influence the parents to protect them in a different way than before. And on the second side, which is now the more dynamic one, is we train military and police in how to de-escalate confrontations with child soldiers, and in fact how to be able to neutralize them as a weapon system on the battlefield and make them a liability for those who want to recruit them. So we've recently produced, in fact, the standing operating procedures for NATO, where we'll be training commands and so on. The African Union has asked us to do the same for them. We are engaged in countries from Colombia right through, soon we'll be going to Myanmar, helping them prevent the recruitment of children, and in so doing, not only preventing their effectiveness by other means than simply killing them, which is in everybody's doctrine now. They just treat them as another belligerent. We've offered them a whole new doctrinal framework that they can use and tactics to be used. But we also are into the business of influencing the thinking of those countries in regards to wanting to use children as weapons of war.
Wow. Romeo Dallaire, thanks for all you do to make the world a better place. And if anybody wants to help, what would you tell them?
Go to childsoldiers.org.
Childsoldiers.org. Thanks, Romeo. Thank you so much.
All the best to you.
Wow, what a treat to get a chance to speak to this incredible man, Dallaire, and what he witnessed. And if you watch the movie Hotel Rwanda, and it's a movie, but the movie does do an incredible portrayal of what he saw. And he is heavily featured in that. Of course, he's played by the actor Nick Nolte, who, you know, you think about it, he was the acting Canadian colonel sent to oversee the UN forces in Rwanda, and then stumbled upon some of the most horrific things one could ever see, is what we described. We know the numbers are crazy. He mentioned them. More than 800,000 Rwandans were killed in the genocide. And there was pleading and begging, including the general himself, for more troops and help. And they didn't come. They didn't come until it was much too late. And finally it all ended. But boy, what happened in between was just unbelievable, unspeakable horrors. So stay with us. Much more coming your way on America Tonight.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.